We're going to get some congressional reaction to President Trump's plan to declare a national emergency to build a border wall. And we're going to get that from Maine Senator Angus King. He's an independent. He sits on the Armed Services Committee. Welcome to the program.
Audie, good to be with you.
So you voted in support of the funding compromise that is set to be signed. But what's your reaction to the news that the president could declare a national emergency even as he signs that bill?
My reaction is Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution says no money shall be drawn from the Treasury, but in consequence of appropriations made by law. To paraphrase Hugo Black when he talked about the First Amendment, no money to me means no money. This is a gross violation of the very structure of the Constitution, which says that the people's representatives have the power of the purse. Article 1 is the part that's all about Congress and the powers of Congress. And it says that you've got to have an appropriation. The emergency here, Audie, is that the president didn't get what he wanted from Congress.
Let me jump in here, because we have heard Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi talking about how they feel like they have options. They may be able to challenge this. If House Democrats were, say, to sue, would you support their efforts?
Yes, because and by the way, this isn't about President Trump, at least it isn't for me. This is about the structure of the Constitution and the fact that the framers were very intent on not giving the executive, the president, this kind of power. They deliberately separated powers among the courts, the president, and the Congress. And this is one that they clearly gave to the Congress. It's just not. I think there's a really important constitutional and institutional principle at stake here that I think should be defended regardless of who the president is. And by the way, the courts are going to be in a real dilemma on this, because typically courts would defer to a president in a case saying if the president says it's emergency, we're not going to second guess it. The problem is, in a case like this, if they say whatever the president says goes, they've really changed the Constitution. They've essentially given this president and any future president the right to reallocate money and to build or do whatever project they want. If they want to build a rocket to Mars, or if they want to, you know, whatever they want to do, if the court refuses to examine whether it's really a crisis, then I think we've essentially changed the Constitution.
What's your response to those like Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, who claim that this president has no choice? Here's what he told us earlier today.
It's his only choice. He can't seem to achieve a bipartisan consensus with the Democrats running the House on the need to actually shut down illegal immigration at the southern border.
Is that the case to your mind, Senator King?
I'm astounded that someone with the title conservative is in their organization would say such a thing. This is about the most unconservative act I can think of, to turn this kind of unfettered authority over to any president. And by the way, if this happens now, as other people have already pointed out, it's going to continue. The dirty little secret here, Audie, is that the Republicans in Congress, at least most of them, weren't all that enthusiastic about the wall. The president had Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate for 2 years. There was no wall funding, or no significant wall funding. And, you know, now all of a sudden it's a crisis, when in fact the numbers of illegal immigrants coming across the border are down.
But, Senator, I want to jump in, because the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is the one who announced this. Do you think Republicans will fall in line? We just have 30 seconds left.
I hope not. Mitch McConnell opposed this a week ago. And, you know, this will be a test of whether they really believe what they've been saying for a long time, that no president should have this kind of power. Marco Rubio today was very critical. Mm-hmm. John Cornyn had his doubts. So I think it's going to be, particularly if the House votes a resolution of disapproval, it's going to put the Republicans in the Senate into a really difficult position.
That's
they
Maine Senator.
That
I'm going to have
to right
jump in.
To
Sorry about that. That's Maine
no
Senator
problem.
Angus King. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Audie.